I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time for Overrated, Underrated, Properly Rated. We're giving you the video presentation also. So you listen to us multiple ways. You listen to us on WCCO Radio. You listen to us on Radio.com. And you can check out the video side on Twitter at WCCO Radio and on Facebook at WCCO Radio. Chad Hartman here. Dan Cook is also here. I think right now we're saying the involvement of Adam Robert Carter in Overrated, Underrated, Properly Rated. So far, Dan is overrated.
Well,
he cannot get his camera working. So far, his involvement overrated.
That might be my skills at getting Adam prepared for this segment being overrated more than Adam's technical abilities being overrated. So I'll wear that one a little bit. But yeah,
you may not have told him about this. Is that what you're suggesting?
I mean, I may not have told him as soon as I should have in order for him to be appropriately ready to do this. I did tell him. I just was kind of last minute. So
did you tell him like just as the news finished or when did you tell him?
Yeah, pretty much. Just right. I mean, because I can't tell him while the news is going on, obviously.
Yeah.
Pretty much right after he finished weather.
Then raise went, hey, by the way. Focus. Yeah. All right. So, well, then I'm going to jump in and deem you as the first person to go because on a couple of them, I need Adam's back and forth, including on The Undoing. And I know you're not watching The Undoing.
But I'm like one of a handful of people in my social circles that isn't. Yeah. All kinds of people loving that show. So looking forward to hearing you guys on that. Okay. I will start. First of all, Disney Plus. For those of you who are not on Disney Plus, I'm actually calling Disney Plus underrated. Given how much it costs, which is relatively cheap as opposed to other streaming services, and the amount of content that's on there and great content. I did so much Disney Plus watching over the 4-day weekend. It's ridiculous. That's actually, I think, slightly underrated. I think it's one of the top streaming services out there. It's kind of Netflix and Disney Plus, and everybody else is vying for a distant third place.
So just so I have this right, this little fledgling company called Disney is underrated because they really haven't received much publicity.
They haven't had much play. They haven't had a lot of success. You know, definitely underrated. Definitely underrated.
Adam, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but no one has talked about Disney before. Disney.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Small, upstart little company.
Yeah.
But I do believe that their streaming service slightly underrated.
Okay.
Let's go overrated. The Big Ten's COVID protocols and response to COVID cases is so brutally overrated that you do wonder at this point if they wouldn't have been better off just sticking with the cancellation of the season, because this is just going to be a dumpster fire the rest of the way. And you're going to have a team that probably is legitimately a national championship contender that may not be able to compete for the league championship if they lose. If it's one more game, if Ohio State doesn't play, they're out of it. I mean, let's be honest, the Big Ten will change the rules if that comes to be the case, which is fine because that brings Wisconsin back into the fold. But it's been a dumpster fire. It's a nightmare. Totally overrated.
Well, okay. So let's say the Big Ten does not change the protocols. Is it possible that Ohio State does not play for the Big Ten championship, but they are still selected to be in the Final Four?
Sure. It's possible, right? I mean, you're not required to win a league championship to be in the playoff, right?
Well, it would seem like, I don't know. There's nothing to make sense this year. That'll be odd. But I guess that is a possibility at this point.
Also overrated, and I, it pains me to say this as somebody who actually does enjoy boxing, but boxing in general is such a joke these days. That spectacle
Saturday.
Oh my God, what a joke. That entire card was just ridiculous. When the biggest positive to come out of a boxing pay-per-view is Snoop Dogg on commentary, and that's what everybody universally loved, there's something seriously wrong with your sport. Boxing, totally overrated.
Okay, I want to chime in. Snoop has just come out at him and said for 3 years, $15 million, he is available to all places. Now, I'm just in a long texting chain with a bunch of people, including Jim Peterson. He's a great friend of mine. Jim's awesome on Timberwolves telecast. We need more people on games who are being silly, who are being funny, who draw us to it. And maybe even the play-by-play guy. Let that person be. Part of the brilliance of Kevin Harlan is not only is he so good in the description, but it's the humor, it's the energy, it's the fun. Maybe that's one thing he's going to change in broadcast the next 10 years, Carter. That instead of the classic former player who's fairly dry, who's Jonathan Vilma-like, because, man, he's good. And everybody can't be as funny as Snoop, but we need more, maybe more comedians. Maybe when they tried Dennis Miller and tried Kornheiser, they were right, but they just were too soon.
Yeah, I think I've said for years, like, you know, different cable channels should have the rights to certain games where you could get a little more blue with your description. Not to say is like that's your only option, but, you know, you should be able to, you know, ESPN, they have like 15 different broadcasts now for every game they do, you know, especially during college football. Why not have one that's, you know, for mature audiences only where you can get a little funny and blue with the call of the game? I think that'd be great.
I'm all for it. Dan, what do you got? Is that it?
That's what I got. Yep.
All right, Carter, you were late, so I've deemed you second. Go ahead.
Well, I had a chance to go up to Duluth. I guess I did travel during the Thanksgiving holiday, but I did so with someone that I've been with the entire time and did so in a car. So I don't think we exposed ourselves to COVID-19 too much. But we went up to Duluth and spent like a couple of nights there in Duluth.
You were with Corey Hepla?
Yep, Corey and I. We did some soul searching, and we did some very dramatic selfie photographs by Rivers, black and white. You know, it's amazing that, you know.
Yeah, were you
even with my selfie? I'm not looking at the camera. but no, we just reminded that Duluth is such a cool town.
It is.
And it's so much different than any other city in Minnesota. All those cities along the North Shore are just being along the Lake Superior like that. It's just so cool. And I was reminded about my love of big ships going down to the harbor and seeing.
What did you say?
Come in and out ships. P. Okay. That was very cool. So that is, I think Duluth is properly rated. I wouldn't say it's, you could probably make the case of it being,
I think it's underrated.
Partly underrated. I think some might even argue it may be overrated, but
they're wrong.
I think it's properly rated. Bentleyville, this light place that they have though, overrated. I mean, I get it. We're desperate for holiday cheer in these times.
Yeah.
But
Joy sounds pretty good to me.
Unless there's, you know, elves like jumping into your car and, you know, performing a skit, I don't understand the thrill of waiting. There were Friday night, there no exaggeration, there was 200 cars lined up to get into that Bentleyville.
Okay. What do you see when you're in there?
I don't know. Lights. I mean, I assume it's a remarkable light display, but if you're, I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of houses that do it on their own pretty cool. And I know it's extremely popular when you can walk through it.
But what you're saying is you would rather have random strangers jump into your car. I think that's what he said, Dan. He would rather have elves jump into his car and perform a skit.
I was worried where he was going with that when he mentioned that. Yeah.
Just if you're waiting that long, if you are in that long of a line in your car to drive through to see some lights, there better be something else to it. And that includes live elves getting in your car. I think that's what I'm saying.
performing a skit,
preferably with alcohol to get into your car. I could not believe the line of people waiting to get in.
Royce Olson, very surprised that you're a Bentleyville hater. Can I tell you the truth? I've never heard of Bentleyville until you just talked about it.
Oh, really? Oh, no. It's been a big deal for a few years. It's down in the harbor by the by the bayfront, you know, by the music center. And it's a huge deal. I know usually you can walk around, but now it's drive-through only. I could not believe. I knew it was going to be. Yeah, look at that. Very popular. And I don't think my words are going to dissuade anybody from going to Bentleyville.
No.
But go during the week. That's my advice. Weekend, probably not the time to do it.
Anybody who's waiting in line to see lights, you're better than that. Come on.
I mean, honestly, there was 200 cars. And you could, once you're in line, it's not like, you know what? I've waited long enough. I'm out of here. You're locked in. So you're not going anywhere.
What is it, a hostage sort of situation?
Well, it was like three wide. So, I mean, if you're in the middle lane or the far right lane,
no way to get out.
You got to fake a heart attack or something to get out of there.
So is that level of popularity indicative of the popularity of the thing to begin with? Or is this where it's pandemic and we're just desperate to get out and go anywhere?
Yeah,
I think it's very popular all the time. I mean, they have like a calendar and they have like markings, like weekends certainly are popular days. But the fact now that you have to be in your car, I think that adds to the headache of trying to go through it.
How often have you faked a heart attack? Since you just mentioned that, is that something that's normal part of the repertoire?
No, I haven't.
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth?
Yeah, right. I almost had a real one trying to get logged into this call about 10 minutes ago. But
yeah, Dan, prep work.
That's my fault.
Me one of those last week.
My fault. Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
Fantastic. I've got a TV theme. We'll get to that when we come back on Newstalk 830 WCCO. All right, we're continuing with overrated, underrated, properly rated. Our friend Jimmy Francis was asking us about snacks during the break. Chocolate. I'm having some chocolate that Carla found from Thanksgiving. Still spectacular. I think Corey was talking about leftovers. I threw the leftovers out yesterday. I couldn't take any more leftovers. That was it. Adam, you guys were bon vivant, so you probably were done with the leftovers by Friday, right?
No, we didn't have any leftovers until yesterday. We had some, and I wanted to bring that up, too, because your take on turkey is overrated, because this turkey that we had this year, the seasoning on it, it was – the turkey was – unbelievably good. So
my boy's turkey was amazing, but compared to his ham, no comparison at all. Okay, let's get to TV. Overrated, the Belushi documentary. I watched it over the weekend. I read the Bob Woodward book years and years ago on just the amazing amount of drugs that John Belushi was doing. I don't know how he lived as long as he did. I didn't feel like there was a lot of new information. He came off as a pretty lousy human being.
Yep.
I think we knew that. Chevy, not to the surprise of no one, is a lousy human being. The cartoon part of it, I thought, was odd. It was interesting that they had the wife and his brother and Aykroyd. But I was really excited to get new information, and I don't think we had a lot of new information. What did you think?
No, that cartoon aspect, that has been done a few times now. I think the first time I saw it, there's a Kurt Cobain documentary.
Oh, yeah.
The name of it, where they use kind of cartoons to tell part of the story that makes it more interesting, I guess. So I've seen that done a couple of times. But I agree with you. I didn't think it was an interesting watch for a while for me. But, there was nothing new to me. In fact, the new aspect of it is not in that documentary, but the documentary I watched about Gordon Lightfoot about a month ago that's on Prime.
Honestly.
No, listen to this. Okay. The woman that he wrote the song Sundown, probably one of his more popular songs, Sundown. The woman he wrote the song Sundown about was the woman who was with John Belushi when he died. So there's your connection.
Really? Wow. Okay, that's good. That's a good nugget. I like that.
She, She's a troubled soul, I think, who made the rounds.
Yeah. The Crown, properly rated. Finished The Crown this weekend, season four. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I still probably enjoyed the first season more than any, but I thought it was very good. I know the Brits are very upset because they feel like it has betrayed the royals even more cold, even more calculating. Charles is awful. Charles and Diana never loved each other. The Queen. I look at it as, yes, it's factually based, but it's loosely based on facts. So they're pushing about having it as what, fiction? I hope most people, Dan, aren't looking at this and saying this is documentary. It is real life. Gillian Anderson as Margaret Thatcher is spectacular. Mm-hmm. I think the woman, I'm forgetting her name now, plays Diana, is very good. Mm-hmm. I think Olivia Colman is even better as the Queen. I'm just saying properly ready because I think it's a very, very good show. You finished it quickly. What'd you think?
I agree with everything you just said. I think it's a great series. I think the first season is still by far the best, but the rest of them have lived up to the billing. I think they're very, very good. The performances. The thing about Gillian Anderson as Thatcher is that that's a role that could very do a parody, right? I mean, you can miss the mark a little, very easily with that, with her, and end up just, again, being sort of a parody of that deal. And I don't think she did. I thought she was spot on. And the scenes with her and Olivia Colman as Queen, I thought, were easily some of the best parts of this season. They were very, very well, worked very, very well playing off each other.
Adam, do you have Netflix?
I do, and I'll be the spoiler here. I think The Crown has gone significantly downhill, and this season is by far the worst season. I'm going to disagree with you on Gillian Anderson. I think her performance is cartoonish. The voice is way over the top. And I think it's a significant disappointment, and it's become almost like too much of a soap opera. And I just think it's extremely disappointing this year. And I think, especially with the use of like modern music of the time, I think that's great this year. And I'm wondering kind of why they didn't use it more in previous seasons, but yeah, I'm just thoroughly disappointed so far with The Crown. Hmm.
Dan Edwards is in charge. Just eliminate Adam.
Just push him off. There you go.
He took him off. All right, bring him back. First episode of The Queen's Gambit. All in. I know the reviews are all over the place. Chessapalooza. Everybody's playing chess. I sometimes fall for this when the expectations are too high. I loved the first episode. I loved it. Now let's get to The Undoing. Okay. I'm all in on this show through the first five episodes. This is Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant, and Who Killed Elena. And we had the finale last night. So spoilers. I stayed quiet on Twitter. I'm not going to stay quiet on Twitter after the show, and I'm not staying quiet here. I was disappointed. Turns out it was Hugh. It was Jonathan. He's the one who's being tried all along. And it turns out it was him. I just don't like how they arrived at it, Adam. Now, we knew Sylvia was going to play some role. This is Grace. This is Nicole's friend. I thought she was going to admit she had the affair. She was jealous of Elena and that she somehow was involved in the death. No, Nicole used her. And I wasn't sure if she was using her or if Sylvia was backstabbing Nicole, but it seems like they worked together. Turns out it was Hugh all along. And then I just thought it was bizarre. And I didn't like it was good acting, but I didn't like the end, how he's in the car with Henry. I just don't think it fit with the way the story was going. Now, I was surprised because I put my odds out on Twitter. I had 35% Sylvia and Franklin, Donald Sutherland working together. 30% Sylvia and 15% Grace. And who am I forgetting?
Henry, the son?
No, I said 35% Sylvia and Franklin together, 30% Sylvia, 20% Frank Lenizon and 15% Grace. So, yes, surprise. I just didn't like how it played out. The way that Hughes' character on that drive, to me, was bizarre. It wasn't close to who he was to us or if he was portrayed to us by the mother. So I thoroughly enjoyed the first five episodes. I'm so glad I watched it. It does nothing to me with the fact that I missed all of them, but I just don't think the resolution was very good. What'd you think?
The more I thought about it, coming into the final episode, I thought Grace was the killer, that her psychological control was such that it was her. But then in the end, I guess I'm not terribly shocked that it was him, that it was kind of the evidence was in front of us all along, and that we're kind of trying to steer us in different ways. But I think on the whole, while I was excited by the first couple episodes, I, again, I'm being a Debbie Downer again on a Monday. Hi. I just thought the series was a meh overall.
Here, let's just quick review here. He doesn't like holiday lights.
Yep.
He wants strangers to jump in your car and do skits.
Yep.
He's pro faking heart attacks.
Yep.
He doesn't like the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And now he doesn't like a show that captured the imagination of the nation.
That pretty much sums it up.
Did I miss anything?
No, I think you pretty much nailed it.
You got it.
Yeah.
Honestly, who are you? Hugh doesn't show any emotions, doesn't show any empathy, and then he's like a cartoon character driving with his son.
He's a sociopath. That's why, though.
I get that he's a sociopath, but it was I don't think he was acting like a sociopath with his kid, was he? Like, I'm a sociopath expert. I mean, I can't do many things, but I just thought it was strange.
Yes.
And not sociopath-like. Or maybe I'm just bitter because I just totally missed it, and I'm just hiding that. I'm acting like it's not because I missed all of it, and it's really because I missed it, and I'm living my life in shame.
It's been disappointing, too, because I was all in on the latest Fargo series, too, which started out great, and that's petered out. It's just, I guess my standards are overrated.
You have high standards. Yeah. I actually have more of. Can I give a few more overrated, underrated when we come back? How about let's do that? We'll say goodbye to the TV audience here, and we'll go back to radio because I want to get into some other seriousness, including traveling, airline travel. And I got a couple more, including a restaurant that closed that won't surprise any of us, but still it's just devastating news. It's 1:32. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Want the text to come in, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Somebody suggesting that your sound quality on radio.com was not as good, Dan. I think it was just different because you're, well, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, you're talking into your normal microphone. Does that make your sound different than how Adam and I were doing? Because Adam was talking into his
Well, no, Adam microphone. Was talking to the microphone. I wasn't talking into the mic. I had just the earbuds. It's that mic that's picking it up. So if they're complaining about me in particular, I'll have to work on that.
Yeah, let's go. Somebody in total support of you with Disney.
Thank you.
This one, I think, Adam, is for the Denver Broncos. Underrated. Having five quarterbacks on your roster.
Jeez.
Okay, I forget the team, though. I saw this somewhere on Twitter, where one team all year, and maybe it's on the practice, you know, whatever, now we've got like what? I don't know if we're calling it a practice squad, we're calling it the COVID squad, where they're going to have up to, I think it's 69 players, where one of the teams, maybe more than one, they kept one of the quarterbacks completely isolated from the other quarterbacks. That's a no-brainer, right?
Shouldn't
that have happened? I mean,
yes.
I get you're saying the second guess. To me, that's just an automatic. Now, did you think the league should have allowed the Broncos one of two things? They wanted their quality control coach to play. He's with the team. He's going through the protocols. They said no to that. And they also wanted to get the game pushed back a day. I don't get why they didn't allow him to push back the day other than – what I think it was, the NFL was saying, we're going to use you guys to teach you a lesson, to teach the rest of the league a lesson. Monday, you know, nobody's at facilities today. Masks were more mandatory this week. We've pushed, we just talked about it last week. Was it 15, 16 games that have been moved? Broncos didn't have a single quarterback. I think this was about teaching a lesson to the rest of the league. You buying that?
I think it was, absolutely. And, I mean, fines do one thing, but like you said, you know, fines, like, they don't have teeth, but you don't have a quarterback. Then it's like, okay, now we got to play by the rules here.
Then it's a charade.
Yep.
It's not a real game.
No.
Texter, Adam Carter for president. Whoa.
There's something in the works. Tune in. January, when's inauguration day? I plan to make my announcement.
Well, what do we think about that one? Is that overrated, underrated, properly rated? The Trumpster is talking about having an enormous event that day. It's properly rated for him. And it's not surprising. And
no.
Once I saw it, I now think that will happen. It's going to be such a limited inauguration. But I think Donald will have a big event. Now, Texas says Fargo overrated. I didn't get into it this year. So my ability to even judge it is overrated. I was very excited about Chris Rock. I recorded. I had five of them in the queue, as we like to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't watched one.
Some great characters. Chris Rock, not one of them. But there's two or three characters that were very fascinating. But unfortunately, it just didn't come together. And it was disappointing.
Somebody says Snoop Dogg, totally overrated. No.
No.
Not at all. Now, what do we think about Jake Paul knocking out Nate Robinson? I mean, it is just, it's not close to real boxing, how it was before. But when you're having two guys, I mean, how old are these two guys? Tyson and Jones. You watched it, Carter. They're in their 50s, right?
Yeah.
This isn't like current
no.
strong middleweights fighting.
No.
That was my beef with you, Dan. What's my beef? Jay Leno, when he used to go on Letterman, what's my beef, was so good. This isn't real boxing.
Another current record.
This isn't like two really good welterweights fighting. These are two guys who are pushing for cash.
Well, yeah, and that's my point. You know, why the whole card was a joke, including the main event, including the decision in the main event. So this is by far going to be the biggest boxing, quote-unquote, event of the year, and that's the problem with the sport, is that the only way it can get any kind of relevance is to have two guys in a nostalgia fight and then a couple other guys who aren't really boxers but are well-known, one's a well-known YouTube star, you know, then they have a fight. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Somebody says, overrated. Any news coverage decides to do a split screen for Biden's inauguration and Trump's campaign announcement. How do you think they're going to handle that, Carter? If we have Joe Biden sworn in as the 46th president of the United States in a very limited way at the Capitol, and Trump with zero COVID-19 protocols, zero, and he'll try to do it in a stadium. How do you think the major, and he'll try to do it at the exact same time. How do you think the network's going to do it?
I don't think they give any coverage to it. I mean, if you're talking about the traditional, like, networks, I mean, I guess CNN and Fox, you know, they may cut over to it. But as has been tradition, I think the presidential inauguration is kind of the story of the day and is constant coverage. And I don't think it allows.
I'm with you. I think the main networks, nothing at the time. I think CNN, nothing at the time. I think Fox, nothing at the time. Newsmax and OAN, they'll be doing it live. But will they show it later? Sure. But at the time, I don't think so.
You don't
the
think
Formula
Fox will?
One race. What's that?
You don't think Fox will? I mean, I agree with you on the rest of it, but I
not at the time.
Because if they're really concerned about losing conservative viewers to some of these other upstarts, if they're really concerned that the president's going to start his own, you know, streaming and try and fight him a little bit, Don't you think they throw a bone and at least do like a major box is the inauguration and a smaller box is the president?
I think plenty of people agree with you. I don't. I think he's so far down the line on his desire to start that. Now, I don't think he's going to put a penny into it. Do you, Adam? He'll want to make money off it. He'll want to be the face of it, but he'll want others to put the cash in there. The F1 halo saving two drivers this past weekend. The Formula One crash, I forget his name.
Grosjean.
But when that vehicle is engulfed with flames, and the first time you see it, Adam, you're thinking this man is going to die right in front of our eyes.
Or had just died right in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And he walks out borderline unscathed. Properly rated Big Sky. Very good show. I'm unfamiliar with Big Sky. You
I've
guys know
seen
about that
the previews for it. I think that's an FX show, I believe.
Yeah. It doesn't ring a bell.
Is that the Montana murder mystery kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Overrated the intelligence of some individuals in our state who were convinced over the weekend that Tim Walz spent what? The entire week? Was it Thanksgiving in Florida? And that he's actually worth $400 million and he's been hiding that. You're just suckers. You are. I mean, seriously. I've got a house to sell you for $500 million. I have the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Mediterranean Sea. You can see the White House behind my house. You can see Russia behind my house. It was everywhere, Adam, and people were convinced. Now, the phony, was it the mayor of Denver who was caught?
Yeah.
He should be ripped. 100%. Just because he's a Democrat, that means Walls. So every time one Republican does something, we can say that. That's ridiculous. In Florida, and he's worth $400 million.
Someone I know very well, and you know, texted me a couple weeks ago asking about that figure that he's worth $400 million. And I was able to do a quick Google search, and I found a website that put his worth at $50 billion with a B. So I tweeted that link back. I said, no, you're way under. He's worth $50 billion.
You know what it tells us? We got to get a teaching job in southern Minnesota. Pays well.
Yeah.
$50 billion.
Funny little side nugget from my trip this weekend, driving up to Gooseberry Falls, which is properly rated Gooseberry Falls.
It is. I agree.
Just beautiful. But
you like goose and people, so it's perfect.
We drove through to two harbors, and there was about 20 people on the side of the road in two harbors with their flags out, and including a woman who had a sign, Biden did not win. Do not believe it.
Was that Sidney Powell?
It could have been.
Could have been.
Maybe it was his legal team. I didn't see.
Did you see a man like 65, 70 who happened to be draining something from his hair?
Sweating.
Yeah.
Hair dye.
The male hatred for Sarah Fuller on Saturday. Another reason to give up on society and say we have to start over. Kicker for Vanderbilt. They're down multiple kickers. She's an outstanding goalie for Vanderbilt. Never had a chance to kick a field goal because Vandy's terrible. She had the kickoff, the squib kick, which we've seen, I don't know, 100,000 times. But the mansplaining, the man card, the macho-ness on this. Cook,
you
had to consume some of this. It's just...
It was
sad.
Horrible. It was horrible. And I was happy to see there was a lot of national college football coverage of both her being, you know, the first woman to participate with a Power Five program and blatantly pushing back against that kind of misogynistic nonsense. That was disgusting. It's ridiculous. This is a great story, and it should be celebrated. And there's a bunch of little girls out there that don't care a whit about football otherwise, but were absolutely locked in for this. It was an influential story. It was a big, important story. And folks that were hating on this gal, I mean, you're just pathetic.
One of the five best restaurants in the state of Minnesota closed today, Grand Cafe. This is Jamie Malone. This beautiful, small, a place in South Minneapolis, which I didn't go to right away. And I had people I know well keep telling me that this is it. Some people who I just trust their food tastes so much, you know, Dara, Jason, other individuals. And we went there, I'm thinking maybe three times or so. Just a phenomenal place. Phenomenal. But what else is new? Another restaurant having to close down. If you missed Grand Cafe, you missed an amazing, unique place. And I know we have a lot of places that are very good, but this was different. This stood out. This you were going to remember. And at least for now, it closed. So it's sad along those lines for sure. And one last one. Don't tell me what a great actor the guy was who played Darth Vader. I'm sorry he's gone. I'm sorry he's gone. Adam and Dan, I wish he would have lived till, you know, he was like Tim Walz's money, 50 billion years. But I'm sorry.
He didn't
being
do that.
Tall. He doesn't
wasn't even
make
him.
You,
yeah, the breath wasn't him.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, there's story after story about this guy, like it was Laurence Olivier. Like Tom Hanks passed away. He was a weightlifter who fit in the suit. Stop celebrating his acting.
Look, here's the thing. As I admitted on the Corey Heppel show. No. As I admitted on the Corey Heppel show, prior to the story of the guy dying, I couldn't possibly have told you the name of the gentleman that was in the suit.
Thank you.
I knew it wasn't James Earl Jones. I couldn't have possibly told.
Come on. I knew that. No, I knew the guy's
name. I swear I had no idea. If you'd asked me, if you'd give me 100 guesses at it, I couldn't have come up with
it.
Nope.
Okay, don't look right now. Don't look at your computer right now. What's his name now?
Me?
Yeah, you.
David Prowse.
That's his name.
Yeah. Now,
why
I do.
Did you know that? I mean, you're stunned by the news often, but you knew David Prowse. Better actor, Chewie or Darth Vader?
Well, Chewie. Chewie had the harder job.
Just because he was in that awful suit?
No, because Darth Vader at least had dialogue. Chewie didn't have dialogue. Everything that the guy that played Chewie had to do was communicated physically. He didn't get a chance
to
say anything.
Darth Vader did it. The guy who played Darth Vader had no dialogue. James Earl Jones had the dialogue.
Well, James Earl Jones had the dialogue that was in the movie, but when they're shooting the scenes, and they played audio from it this morning, the guy was doing the dialogue to give whoever else was in the scene something to respond to. So he was actually doing
it. I could have
been
the guy. I mean, Adam, they could have had
you couldn't have been the guy.
Standing there.
No, you couldn't have been the guy.
And then just jump
You're
it
skinny,
in.
You're skinny, scrawny. No, you couldn't have been the guy. Stop it. What's the matter?
I could have been in that suit. Yes or no, Carter?
Darth or Chewie?
Neither one of them.
Both.
Neither one of them.
No, you're a jerk.
I'm almost 6'1". If I keep eating the way I am, I'll be 500 pounds. I'm 185 or 180, somewhere in there. I could have been in either suit. Yes or no?
You're more of an Ewok.
There's no acting skill for either person.
That's not true.
Come on.
That's not true.
None.
Not
zero.
True. You ever hear of silent films? I mean, they were all bad actors, too?
There's a reason when actors train that they have the comedy and tragedy masks, right? Because
the idea is you're
supposed to express something beyond just your face, beyond just your words.
Okay, Chewie, I'm going to take it back a little bit. There's some acting skill in Chewie, okay? Darth, none, zero, zilch.
True. There's more with Chewie than there is with Darth, but no, there's still acting skill.
He's wearing a suit.
Yes.
His voice isn't used. What acting did Darth Vader provide?
Physical presence and posture and reactions.
I agree. 100%.
Physical presence.
Yes. That's part of acting.
Held up his fist. Come on.
Oh, my God.
He turned quickly.
When we first meet Darth Vader in the original Star Wars film, and he walks into the ship, and he stops, and he's got the hands on the hips, and he's looking around. Establishing a physical. Before you even hear a word, you're establishing a physical presence. No, you can't do that. You're not 6'6", 200, and whatever it is.
So he's a weightlifter. So in other words, could Jesse have done that role? Jesse Ventura, yes or no?
Yeah, he could have done that role. Jesse was an actor.
So that's it. So any bodybuilder could have done the role.
That's not you can't extrapolate from Jesse to any bodybuilder.
Jesse was an extremely emotive human being.
Luke,
before we run out,
I am your father. I ain't got time to bleed.
651-989-9226. We're sad he's gone. But the question is yes or no. Could any bodybuilder
really
have played?
I'm not sure you're really sad about that.
I think you're glad he's guys dead. You two guys think he's the greatest actor ever. You know, somebody says, is he a physical presence like Greg Norman? Don't go that far. Do not go that far. Stop comparing Darth Vader to Charlie Chaplin. Please. Stop.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
I mean, come on. No chance. Adam, an hour ago when we were saying who's the second best quarterback in the league, the answer is Russell Wilson.
I forgot about him.
Correct. It's hard to sometimes you forget about those NC State quarterbacks.
Oh, stop it. He's a Wisconsin quarterback. Knock it off.
No, NC State.
He's ours and you can't have him.
Another example, and Dan pointed out Profiles in Courage. This is about the 80th time we've tried to get Lisa Bender to come on the show, making significant news about money and police reform or police cuts. Dan sends an email about today and multiple other days. They actually get back to us, which normally doesn't happen with Team Bender, say she's not available. City council president who doesn't respond often to requests from media. It's not just here. It's others. Offer up significant changes? Sure. Have that debate? Sure. But also, have the debate with the public and others who are willing to answer those questions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.